Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. Today I have with me someone that I look at as he's a wonderful man, and he's brought a dream to fruition. His name is AJ Enchill, and he is the what's your official title? Chairman, president?
Executive director.
Oh, see, I got them all wrong. Executive director of the Berkshire Black Entrepreneurial Committee.
Berkshire Black Economic Council.
I see that. I had it all here. Should have read it. Anyhow, I have known AJ when he used to work for Senator Adam Hines. And we kind of developed a friendship and a relationship. And I think the world of him. And this, what he's doing now is something I want to, at least this community, but the world to know about. It was a dream that he had, a thought, a process, and he brought it to fruition. And AJ, I couldn't be more proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
Plus, he's a husband and a dad, and soon to be another dad. Same wife, but mm-hmm. new baby. So mm-hmm. tell me, give folks a 30,000 foot view of the Black Economic Council.
Berkshire Black Economic Council. We are a local chamber here in Berkshire County. We support the integration of Black businesses with the Berkshire County business community. We provide technical assistance to the clients that we serve, and we aim to support local supplier diversity and increasing the spend that we have with Black and Brown and other minority businesses here in Berkshire County.
And it's grown. I mean, your organization has really grown.
It has, truly. With support coming from the city, local banks, Bar Foundation, Berkshire Taconic, private sector industries like BBE Office Interiors. There's so many, and I'd be remiss to not mention them all, but we're grateful for the community support that we have, because it's propelled this organization to be able to do great things.
And do you find a lot of Black people of color really want to be entrepreneurs and get into it? You've got a bunch of them located here.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting, you know, going back a couple of years ago when we started to build out the directory, you know, we would door knock, we would cold call, we would survey. And as we would do these practices, more entrepreneurs would hear about us. And then, you know, City of Pittsfield and the great Lori Mick, who's soon retiring, she
wonderful.
Would make referrals.
What a wonderful lady.
Wonderful woman. And she would make referrals and send people our way. And since then, you know, through word of mouth and otherwise, you know, with shows like yours, we've gotten our name out there, and people walk into our doors and then look for services, and then we aim to provide them.
And, you know, I think that's the future of, you know, there's going to be big business. There's always going to be big. But, you know, when you listen to the people, the talking heads and all that on TV, it truly is America's small business that keeps the economy going.
It is.
And I think they're starting to realize that more and more now. Now, that's just me. You know, when you think about all the variety of things that people think about doing and taking, entrepreneurial stuff, it to me is always fascinating. It's not a minority owned. Well, it is. It's a mother, Jake's job up in Lanesboro. Her son got killed in that in the Air Force, in the plane that crashed, and they started this Jake's Java, and they just, you know, you start with the first cup, I guess, and now it's really caught on to people. So I'm happy for them.
Yes. Rest in peace, Jake.
Now, so tell me, what kind of like guidance, say I'm an entrepreneur and I show up at your door. What's take me through the process.
Okay, so process. We're beginning day one with an intake. We're wanting to initially benchmark where the health of the business is at, understanding some indicators that we can then study and track over time to understand the performance of the business. So we may look at something like your annual income, number of employees, your ability to access capital through grants or through loans. And then we're going to work with you to then be successful, or better yet, the readiness that it takes to be able to apply to these opportunities or to connect with other local businesses and or business networking and workshops. So, or even pop-up events like what we see in downtown Pittsfield. You know, someone's looking for an entrepreneur or a particular product or service, we're going to connect you to them. And then in doing so, that's going to increase the revenue of that business. Now, when we work with these businesses, we want to see how they scale over time. So we then look back, okay, our basic hypothesis is when you started working with BBEC, or the businesses that began working with BBEC, we expect we'll see an increased rate of growth versus those who maybe come in, start the intake process, but don't continue to engage in our networking and opportunities that we provide. And so far, that's been pretty true.
Oh wow. When you think about it, in some of the courses that you offer too, I mean, starting a business, I know my wife and I had a business for several years, My Teacher's Closet. It's great to have the dream, like I tell people, so you figured out the plan and you wrote it up. Now I got to implement it. It's easy to write a plan. It's difficult to implement it because you don't see all the bumps in the road. But there is something special about I don't do much online. I'm a little different there, for two reasons. One, I like to support local businesses. And by the way, for listeners and viewers, I will be soliciting and giving out interviews, half hour interviews to push in your business free of charge. I've spoken with Sean Sayers, the executive director, and I've done this for the past couple of years, especially now, January, February, and March. I know when we had our business, we called them the tunnel months, but and that was long before Amazon's and all the others. So if you're interested, just get a hold of me through the station, WTBR, PCTV. They'll get a hold of me and I'll get in touch with you. But it's going to be a half an hour of you sell your business. And you must be locally owned. You can't be a big, you can't be Walmart. They got enough money to buy their advertising. But I this is my commitment to the city of Pittsfield. It's been very successful in the past. One person called me up and said, I've been here for X number of years. People didn't know I was here. They knew the store was there, but they didn't know the name of it. So it's that kind of stuff, the nitty gritty, you know.
Absolutely.
Now you've got entrepreneurs, right? You got on some of the storefronts on North Street, or
Yes. We helped support the revitalization of our downtown by assisting bringing in five new businesses into
wow.
the downtown Pittsfield district. And that was an effort that we're really proud of. Now we have the Plant Connector, we have Brazucas in downtown Pittsfield, we have Dulce Collaborative Marketing, Dulce Rose Beauty Supply Store, and BB's Hotspot.
Wow.
And that's something that we hold close to our heart because it embodies the work that we're doing here in the name of capital assistance and neighborhood revitalization, right? There needs to be storefronts, places to eat, places for creatives to make their work and or perform, places to beautify yourself, buy plants for your office and otherwise. Or someone like me who can't
Do you have
miss their
anything?
plants.
Yeah,
We go to plant
you have
cancer,
any?
right?
Yeah, do you have any places that do hair replacement? Because
Yeah, I think it's called Dulce Rose Beauty Supply Store.
yeah.
They do wig applications, Bill.
Oh, good. God knows.
Just saying.
Well, no, I've asked people since Christmas when they go to get their hair done or barber, save the clippings because I think in February I'm going to start weaving a wig.
This is your
So,
time, Bill.
yeah, it'd be
2025.
multicolor.
Absolutely.
What I also want people to understand that you have made relationships with banks and credit unions and by the way, not to blow his horn, I will. He was rubbing elbows with the big shots, the governor, and all these people. And you're on what commission? You on some commission or something now? I read when I went on Facebook or not Facebook. What do you call it? Google.
Yeah, it's been exciting working with the governor's office. I think she's doing a terrific job. And now I serve on the Supplier Diversity Office's advisory board. So
Wow.
that's been exciting. And I'm also on the Black Economic Empowerment Advisory Council for the state. And that's how I'm in rubbing elbows with the govs these days. It's pretty awesome. And you know what I can really appreciate too about this administration is what they're doing to take a new approach to tackling, you know, old problems, and there's bills that and executive orders that have made a significant impact in our communities already, like free college, community college. You know, that's pretty tremendous feat to accomplish so early
Yeah.
on for this administration. So keep it up. Governor Healy.
Yeah, I liked what you just said because I'm an old man and you're a young man. But we now know that so many of the old ways don't work anymore. And we really need fresh eyes, young eyes, whatever you want to say, to try new things. Now, they may not be any better, but they may not be any worse. I'm doing some research now on kids today, teenagers, and even a little bit younger. And I've come to the conclusion because of the technology that they're so addicted to today that almost all kids are at risk. The statistics are absolutely frightening. So what you're
Absolutely.
doing, I again, it's giving people an opportunity to build their own business, to be part of the community. And I would encourage all of we'll go over the names of the businesses again very two or three times during the program because I think it's important. I will start. Don't sell them. Don't tell them because then they'll lock the door when I get there. But I'm going to start going and supporting that. I always loved North Street, and it got to be a wasteland there for a while. COVID, I mean, really emptied it.
And to that point, Bill, you know, you look at our downtown and you can see the vacancies and look at the storefronts that used to be there and say, geez, what happened? Or you can roll up your sleeves and team up with, you know, Downtown Pittsfield Bank and Mass Development and other local stakeholders and say, hey, let's revitalize our community and make an opportunity out of a hardship. And that's what we did. And so, you know, we are proud of that. Now we just got to keep up the momentum. And how do we do that? Well, we got to bring shoppers into our downtown. We got to brave through the cold and go eat and spend at local diners and restaurants and see one another again, 'cause the Berkshires has plenty going on in the winter. I mean, we talk about the summer and the spring, and don't get me wrong, the fall goes without saying, but the winter's hopping as well. Look at the new Bosque. I mean, check that out. I mean, there's places to go and activities to enjoy, and I'm just not here for there's nothing going on kind of talk. And you know, when you were mentioning the youth nowadays, it got me thinking about, you know, video games. And not to say video games are the problem today, but let's think about getting back outdoors and enjoying the delights of outdoor recreation. And for example, BBC now, to increase the diversity in the outdoor recreational space, we're now teaming up with Hunters of Color. We're working with Choices Mentoring Initiative, and we just met and brought out Mass Wildlife, both Andrew and Nathan, great guys. And where the kids got to hold a compound bow for the first time in their lives, you know, and that was really a touching experience. And some of them are now ready to embark on this journey to learn about fishing and camping and species identification. Maybe some of them will enjoy the delights and conservation efforts related to hunting. Maybe they won't, but if that is the opportunity that then sparks within a youth that, hey, maybe I want to be a biologist one day,
That's right.
then that's what we're here to do, because there are professional workforce opportunities that our youth can engage in, and we got to give them that exposure and get off the video games all day, every day.
Yeah, and that there's a book, if I may suggest it to you. It's a not I didn't find it an easy read, but it's full of meat and potatoes, as I like to say. I bring everything back to food. It's called Anxious Generation, and the author just mind just name slipped my mind. It was number one on the New York best selling list for I don't know a long time. But when you read it, you realize, yes, you know, even the Polish princess and I, we would walk from her house in the North End over to Springside Park. Go skating on Springside Park, which was frozen, then walk home, stop at a local store, get a hot chocolate, or walk to the armory. It's gone now; it's a parking lot. Or the Boys Club. I never went to, but wasn't there when I was there. But these kids don't experience. I am so proud you're doing that. I'm so
That's
proud that
awesome.
you're doing it. I have to tell you this story to show you. And it wasn't a person of color. It was a guy from the Bronx. And we were in Vietnam. And he said, and he was serious as a heart attack. Hey, he said, hey, they used to call me Sturge. Hey, Sturge, what? You know that milk comes from a cow? I said, well, of course. Where did you think it came from? I thought it came from the supermarket. You see, it. So what you're doing is you're opening it up. Maybe now that kiddo will buy a bow or get a bow and use it, you know, practice. But getting kids back outside, getting kids involved in something other than the screen.
And there's a camaraderie, and there's a sense of pride, knowing that you could live off the land, and you're not actually contributing to the mass production of the meat industry, right? You're now, you know where that duck or that turkey, and its habitat, and where it came from. And there's that connection to land and being stewards of the land. So if you're gonna take a deer, you're gonna plant an acorn tree, you know, if you're gonna navigate public lands, maybe you're going to help with the trail clearing for those who want to enjoy the outdoors. And so how do we respect nature? And you know, there's a lot of violent video games as well, right?
Oh,
And if you're going
very.
to take a life, you recognize the impact of a bow or a fishing rod or a firearm, right? And there's ways to be safe with firearms. These aren't toys. This is serious. These are serious implements and projectiles. So let's take them seriously and not glorify them as, oh, you get a kill, you get a point. Like, no, you'll feel the weight of that animal when you take its life, and you will finish that meat when you know what the processing and what that processing was like. So
Yeah.
there's a lot that goes into it, and I think it gives you a deeper connection to nature as well as the animal.
Yeah, and you know, the more we can get kiddos away from the screen outside, the healthier they'll be in so many ways, physically, emotionally, psychologically. Because even us, I'm spending, well, I do a lot of research for like my programs and stuff, but I there's times that I just don't even want to look at the computer. Days that I leave it down, you know, the and now I'll tell you what we're doing. We're dedicating a minimum of a half an hour a day just to sit and read and listen to music. Just it's two things. One, it makes our brain work, and in my case, that's a big event. And two, get off the treadmill.
And ultimately, isn't that what some of these gamers or screen time is doing? It's providing that outlet, so you're not distracted by the things or the emotions that are maybe on your heart and head. And there are other outlets like sports and
Yeah.
music and performing arts and visual arts that we can engage in that are throughout this entire community. But now we have to pull our kids out and away from the screens, or maybe as us, the practitioners, we got to do a better job of connecting with the kids at the schools or at the Boys and Girls Club and YMCAs and Girls Inc. because that's where they're at. So meet them where they're at,
Yeah.
you know?
Well, my piece too is, you know, I think back, I owe so much to Jimmy Mooney and Fred Fahey. They were the Boys Club people at the time. And Father Casham, who ran the CYC, and my cousin Jimmy McNeese, who was there for like 40 years, is one of the guys helping to run it. And which where we learned to play basketball. You know, we would walk there and then walk home, you know, probably a mile or more than a mile each way. But yeah, I hope people get back to that. And I hope, I'm glad that you're doing that with the kid. That is so wonderful as part of your overall mission, you know.
It's exciting. It really is. You know, I th we're at the place where we got it going on. We got the work that we're doing to develop our private sector industries on the retails and service provider side. There's the work that we're doing as a part of the Black Arts Council, diversifying the arts and increasing the visibility of these local artists and artisans. And then there's the outdoor recreational programming that we're now engaging in. And I think that's the three-legged stool that we're going to sit on and continue to grow over time. And if we do this the right way, I think the ripple effect, yeah, we're working with communities of color, but naturally that means that we're immersing and working across racial lines. So I don't want that to get lost in the message, right? There are a number of stakeholders that are supporting our work who don't look like us, and that's what is keeping us going. It's what we're doing, it's how we're doing it, and it's the partnerships that we have, and that's what makes this place a really awesome place to work and live.
Thank you for bringing that out, because I think too often that gets lost somewhere in the mist. You know, of, well, I'm just so happy to hear the buy-in across the board. It doesn't make any difference what you look like, or I call it packaging. It doesn't make any difference what a package you are. People are working together for the betterment of the community. And I think we got to get back to that, dude.
You
You
ever open
know?
up a cereal box and then you pull out the bag and it's like half full? It's
Yeah.
kind of like that's like the packaging, right? It's yeah, it looks great, but what's on the inside is what really counts, right?
I've often said that going back many, many years, that I felt my North Junior High education and my Pittsfield High education prepared me for the Army and life, because we were just kids. We didn't all look the same. We didn't. I still own North, but probably North more than PHS. But North, that was a school made up of many, many people of different packaging, to put it that way. So now I'm out there. I'm going to have you do this a couple of times, to kind of a forewarning and to the audience. I'm out there. I think I fit in your group. How do I get to at least come in and chat with you about starting
Great
my?
question. Great question. So you could email me at aj@berkshirebec.org. We also have a public email, which is contact@berkshirebec.org. Then we could be reached over our phones, 413-449-4345. And you can also contact us through our website. If there are different opportunities that you're seeking and we don't have them, you could make a request. Using the online form. It's at the bottom of our webpage,
Oh, that's
berkshirebec.org.
cool.
Now we have an in-person location as well. That's 33 Dunham Mall. So across from City Hall, adjacent to the police department, we're located here in our downtown. We actually have this cool neon sign that's in the conference room that I'm proud of. So it should be easy to find us. Now, that being said, personally slash and I guess professionally, I do have some changes going on in my own personal life. So with the addition of a new son, God willing, any day now. So I could be working a little bit more remotely over the coming months, but I'm still accessible and we have a team here that you can get in
All
touch
right.
with. So I guess that's my way of letting people know where my attention will be. In some ways, but we're here. We're here and ready to support.
Yeah, and I will tell you too, I've known AJ for a long time now. If you're sincere and you approach, he'll make time to sit with you. And I guess what I would say is condense your th go prepared. Now,
Thank you.
I drive people nuts with this, but I learned a long time ago from a guy that I had the utmost respect for. He's gone now. Never go to a meeting without an agenda. Never have a meeting without an agenda. Because otherwise, they just turn into sessions, you know. And how many meetings have you walked out of saying, "What do we just do there?" You know.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even tell you, like, I'd tell anybody this, that I use meeting notes because I think that they're effective and I think it's a good way to condense the information that's been shared. And I'm always going to be looking to understand the information that's being shared, what the asks are, taking down contact information. And those asks usually turn into follow-ups, and that's essentially how it goes. You know, if you're meeting with us, you're going to get approximately 30 minutes to tell us what you're working on and how BBEC can be helpful to you. And there's going to be 30 minutes of our suggestions and recommendations as to how to help you scale your business. And that's how it goes. And so if you're the entrepreneur who is in those earlier stages, we got programming for you. If you're the existing business who has a business plan and has their financial models, then we got growth plans to help you scale. And so you let us know where you want to take your business, and then we're going to meet you where you're at.
If you're out there and you're listening, listen to what he just said. Whatever stage your business is in, they have programs to help you. And to me, starting a small business without people like him, it was a, you know, it was a learning experience every day. So we're going to take a break. For people just turning in, this is AJ Anchel. He is the executive director, see, I remembered, of the Berkshire Black Entrepreneurial Council. He's also been recognized in a very positive way by the governor and her team, Governor Healey and her team, and brought him in. He's a very smart guy, and he's a good guy. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We're also simulcasting on PCTV, channel 1301. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. There's lots more to talk about in this whole entrepreneurial world. And it's really, to me, it's an exciting world. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back. That good-looking guy you see there is not me.
His name
is AJ Anchel. He's the chairperson of the Berkshire Black Entrepreneurial Council. And he's also on, and he'll tell you, we're the governor's council for something. But he, what makes me happy, I've known AJ for a very long time. I first met him when he started working with Senator Hines. And this amazing guy, he had this vision and he brought it to fruition. And now you hear it, Berkshire Black Economic Council. And it's helping so many people is of color, but it's not just black, right? It's minorities. What would you say?
We're working with black
businesses. I don't want to misstate anything.
No, it's a good question. We're working with black businesses. We're working with brown businesses, but and why brown, right? Well, are you black identifying? Some folks are mixed race, right? So we want to acknowledge that and allow for how folks self-identify within the spectrum. But there's also Afro-Latino people. And so if you identify as Black, you know, that's who we're working with. And we are working across racial lines. At the same time, we can't, because of our size, we can't serve everybody. So that's our niche. We're going to stand in front of that. We're going to stand proudly behind our mission and let people know that we're here to work with the community at large, and that's what we're about.
No, and they're dedicated. I mean, the programs that they offer, if you're out there and you're saying, I want to open a donut shop or a bookstore or whatever, I prefer the donut shop place for me to go.
But, But I was at Shire Donuts this past weekend.
Yeah, see that? They offer programs and help to get you started. And believe me, the old saying, the longest journey starts with the first step. Well, if I was thinking of opening a business, my first step would be to them, because they have all the information, the experience, the contacts, another very important thing. You know, you said, you know, banks and credit unions, you need that. And they can prepare you on how to go and ask for the money.
Exactly. We got tools, people. That's what we want you to know. We got tools. A good friend of mine, we've been working on my home, my wife and I, our new home. And he says, you just got to be a little smarter than the tool you're working with. And I think about that because, the tools are templates, right? And so, but every business is not a one size shoe fits all. So while it's a tool, you have to maybe tweak it to make it your own. And if you can be a little bit smarter than that tool, which I'm sure you certainly are, you're at least driven enough to start your own business. So, of course, this tool can be to your benefit. And if you just take the time to utilize it and make it yours, you'll be impressed where you can take it.
Yeah, and the other piece, too, I think, is that when you have an organization behind you and with you and promoting you, that takes a lot off your shoulders. Everybody wants to own their own business till they start and find out it's not just 8 to 4, you know, it's, they've already have some, places open. They filled some real vacancies in downtown Pittsfield. Go over those again for us. A whole new audience sometimes in this half.
Absolutely. We got BB's Hotspot across in the old Lantern restaurant. We have Dulce Rose Beauty Supply Store. We have Gelsay Marketing Collaborative, right of the Soda Chef, going downstairs. Really cool space. We have Bazookas at 75 North Street. That's a Brazilian grocery store. They have great coffee. I actually have that coffee every morning. And Plant Connector on West Street. And these businesses are amazing. I mean, to see Destiny and her mom working day in, day out together is amazing and touching to see. It's great to see or be able to bring in the wandering dude plant that's right there. I brought that to a Plant Connector, and I'll tell you, when I brought it in, it wasn't in great shape, but it came out with a full stems of leaves, and she, Bonnie, nursed my plant back to good health, and I've been keeping up with it since. So you know, there, you think about the businesses, the business owners, and what they're doing, and you know, Jocelyn, for example, she's pregnant and she's running her business with her husband, and they're creating space for other artists to be able to perform and make their own work. And
where's that now? Awesome. I'm sorry. Where
is that? I believe it's 163 North Street.
Okay.
And downstairs and BB's Hotspot, I've been to probably 3 times in the past month and a half or so, just eating there and enjoying the delights of
the old Lantern cuisine. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Ronnie and Candy are doing an amazing job. So yeah, there's a lot of businesses that are here to enjoy. And so visit them.
Yeah. And I also want to congratulate you and those entrepreneurs for filling up the space, the empty space at North Street. People like me, years ago, I worked at England Brothers. And, you know, to see what's happened to North Street as far as even traffic is kind of sad. That's, you know, there used to be Thursday nights, you couldn't get down North Street, you know, people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that was the back then, the era, GE paid on Thursdays, all the companies paid on Thursdays. So, you know, the store stayed open until 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I see, what do you see the future of entrepreneurs?
That's a big question. But it's an interesting one. I think entrepreneurism is here to stay. It always has been. I think that their entrepreneurism and its future will consist of even more collaborations. You know, I think about the ways that we partner, and yeah. I think that's one thing that Berkshire County does exceptionally well, is businesses can collaborate with one another and launch a program or pilot something. And then in that process, you get to see maybe the pilot become this annual event. And that's something special that we do here really well, because our backbone, the backbone of our economy isn't these large corporations. The backbone of our economy is truly these mom and pops. So when we do a program or initiative the right way, it becomes scalable and it becomes a classic, and then memories are built off of it. And that's what gets exciting for people and visitors alike.
I agree. And I see the entrepreneurial world becoming, and you're part of it, more diversified. And not only who's doing it, but what they're offering.
Absolutely. You couldn't be more spot on. And you know, the Berkshires, I think we're uniquely positioned to have artisans who can make these crafts that you can't just find anywhere else. You know, someone really took their time making this product. It wasn't manufactured at this factory and you got to your doorstep.
400,000.
Yeah, you got yourself the 400,000 that came out looking a little wonky. You got something that someone put their time in and really made a recipe or formulated, you know, days of processing to make the product that you now have in your home. And whether it's art or something that is a disposable or perishable, like, someone's heart was really behind that work. So I think that's something that we have.
I can't think of the official name of it, but it's there are people who, they have a thing a couple times a year, and they're just do woodworking. And some of the things that I've only been twice, and my wife and I walk around like in awe, really. You know, I mean, beautiful, beautiful wooden, handmade, like you said. See, I'm old enough to remember when we had a lot of handmade stuff from, you know, I told somebody the other day, it was at a, what do they call it, bazaar kind of thing. And this, I'm bizarre, so I fit right in. So there was this beautiful lady, had beautiful hand-knitted stocking caps and gloves and mittens. And I said, you know, I was probably working at England Brothers before I had a store-bought stocking cap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My mother would knit them, and we wear them. Yep. And when you see things like that and entrepreneurs, the people. Before I forget, though, too, you were saying, you know, Berkshire Theater Group and Barrington Stage, you were talking about performing arts.
Absolutely.
They have special programs for kiddos. Mm-hmm. You should talk. Yeah. Allison Rahilly Bales is the one from Berkshire Theater Group. And I know the Jane something from.
Hey, Bill, my wife's calling me right now, so that could be the call, meaning she's due.
Take it, baby. For those people who didn't know, AJ's wife is having a baby. So this program has about 10 minutes left, so you may be treated to me singing Irish songs. No, I'm only kidding. I wait till he comes back and he'll tell me. The I do want to say to the folks,
We're okay.
We're all set. You okay?
False alarm, everybody. False alarm.
Okay. Now my heart. Who knows CPR? But as long as she and the baby's okay, I could.
He's okay.
I told him, listen, we only got about 10 minutes left. If necessary, I can sing Irish songs. They won't be that good because it's the middle of the afternoon. What do you see your growth of your organization? What do you see in the 5 to 10? You know, I just watched somebody the other day on television. They made a lot of sense to me, and I'll just say this. They said, we used to do 5-year plans and 10-year plans. He said, we're doing 1-year plans now.
Because mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. the world's changing so fast.
Honestly, I think if COVID taught us anything, it's that the future is something that we can plan for, but it's not certain. And so even when we're coaching businesses now, we're encouraging a 3-year growth plan, you know, because you can still pivot if it's necessary, and you wouldn't have invested your time and effort building out something that you might not experience or right. build out, you know? So to answer your question, we're looking to develop an incubator facility for entrepreneurism. And so that's what I would gear up for in the coming okay. years.
Cool. Yeah, because like you, as an entrepreneur, you know, your whole business, your whole organization was entrepreneurial. When you came up with this vision, you know, how many people tell you, oh, you're not going to be able to do that, you know?
Yep.
Well, here
that
you
person, are. They're always there. They're always there. They're going to bark. Even yep. when you're doing it, they're still going to have their opinions. And yet, if you got a plan and it's viable and you have support and partnerships and you're open to the suggestions of others in terms of how to make this plan a reality, yeah, it's feasible. And you work at it.
It's very feasible, and I liked what you just said too. An incubator that to me is visionary in its own right.
Thank you.
No, it's the next. Now that you said it, I didn't think of it before, but then again, I can't remember where I parked the car. But it's the next logical step. If you think about it, it's the next logical step,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're right. This country's always been entrepreneurial, but I think now there's a whole new surgence of, I'll give you an example. It's a place that opened on Church Street there, not Church Street, Hot Plate.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yep. right in front of the old fire. Look at the old fire station. People have gone in there, and the new business is in there. I mean, go down North Street where your folks are. The place that you just mentioned on the corner of the old Lantern for people that are looking for a place new to try something.
Try the clock tower.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just think it's what you're doing is a betterment for a whole group of people, but it's also the betterment of our entire community, and especially our city.
Thank you.
Because it doesn't all have to be downtown. Somebody mm-hmm. wants to open a dog grooming thing out in, you know, Coatesville. Well, right? I mean, you're not just stuck to downtown.
No, we're Berkshire County. We're a countywide organization, and intentionally so. People have asked us to expand, go into New York, or come more into Central Mass. And we're like, nope, we know our mission. Our mission is to serve Berkshire County. And so that's what we're positioned to do, and that's what we're here to do.
Yeah, and that's good, too, because, as you know, some places, they'll jump at anything. And they'll put a lot of time, money, and effort into it, and they hadn't researched the market there. Haven't, mm-hmm. you know. I just think what you're doing is just It's so good for the entire community, you know?
Thank you.
Well, I mean that. So now, what are going to be the stumbling blocks for the future?
Do you stumbling blocks? They will be there. I think that with federal administrations and changes like such, you know, the rhetoric against DEI and the advancement of diversity and equity and inclusion. And I think that we need to think a little bit harder about the language that we use to speak about groups and organizations. I think nonprofit statuses are in question. And I think, you know, some of it is justified. You know, there are some nonprofits that you could ask the question, are you truly a not-for-profit? Or should you be taxed? But I think the people ought to have a say on what this means, because ultimately it's taxpayers making decision about whether or not they want Uncle Sam to make this decision, or whether or not they want to donate to a cause in their community. And I think there's questions that we need to ask ourselves about how to do this and to do it in a fair and meaningful way. And alongside of that, I think we also should look at how we're taxing individuals and or businesses, right? Like there is revenue to be gained, and it's how we achieve that that'll make the difference.
Yeah, and I think what you just said too is really thoughtful and insightful, and that is that we have to look at, just because you say you're not for profit, that I mean, some of these organizations that call, I stopped answering. I mean, or you want to have them hang up on you. Here's what you say: how much of every dollar goes to the actual charity? Click.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
literally billion-dollar industries.
Yeah.
You know, so
there's a group, and I often use them, Charity Navigators, and they break that stuff down. Like you type in, you know, whatever. And they'll tell you every X number of every dollar goes to the charity, to the veteran, to the firefighter, whatever. And I just don't answer the phone anymore when I see that scam thing, because it really is. You know, I prefer to give locally to things and promote. That's what I say. For folks out there, if you own your own business, get a hold of me through the station, WTBR, PCTV, give them. And believe me when I tell you, I'll at least chat with you. And if you're locally owned, you're running your own business, please don't have Walmart or Target call me. They can afford their own. But if you're an entrepreneur, and that's why AJ's on, he knows entrepreneurs. He's going to tell them, give them all my information. We'll call and I'll go and visit them or Zoom with them or do something. And we're going to set up to promote locally owned and operated businesses. These are the tunnel months in New England, January, February, and March.
Yes.
These are tough months. People, like today or last week, if you went out shopping, there was something wrong with you because it was cold. And I get cold very quickly, no insulation. So, and, you know, this brain ain't working like I used to anyhow, so it doesn't need to be cold and frozen. But AJ, as always, I wish you and your family the very best. You're a wonderful person. But I also wish your organization, and I'm always here for you. I'm always here to help. You know that. And, let me know when the baby comes. Don't make me hear it through the grapevine.
Gotcha. You know, I'm really glad that you ended on saying support these businesses, because literally right now is the most difficult time of year for any business, no matter how good they are. Right after the holidays, and especially here in the Northeast where it's cold, we still need to get out and venture and support our downtown businesses. So appreciate you for that.
No, I live that. You know, we go out to the restaurants, we buy locally, you know, because I believe in this. I believe in the city and all that it stands for. And it's been down. Everybody knows it's been down. But I truly believe through your efforts and a lot of efforts, it's coming back. And it's because of people like AJ and all the people who say, you know, I want to start a business. So, AJ, I can't thank you enough. You are the very best, and you're beautiful. Tell Grace, I couldn't be happier for the both of you. And you know, tell the big guy, he'll be driving soon, and that what little hair you have left will be gray. So, right. AJ Enchil, he is, you're watching his program, you fit in the category. Don't go alone. Don't try to go it alone. Get all these people here to help you, you know?
Absolutely. Thank you for the time today, Bill.
You bet.
And tell Roseanne our regards from the Enchil family.
You bet. And to all of my listeners, God bless. And today, try to lift somebody's burden. Give them a call. Give them a smile. We're all in this together. Let's try to help each other, not step on each other. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel. I do my best to help and to be the smile. I'd rather have people laugh with me, but if they laugh at me and it helps them, good for them. AJ, the best, brother. Thank you so much. I'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. God bless.